Hi, welcome to episode 19 of Pearland on ELT. I'm Pearland. I'm on ELT as usual. It's where you'll usually find me. And today I'm actually by the seaside. You can hear, as you can hear, it's not a sound effect. I think it is anyway. I can actually smell the salty air. I can see the horizon far away where the sky meets the sea. Beautiful sunny day here beside the sea, beside the seaside. And I'm actually in my country, I'm in England. It's wonderful to be back here just for about 10 days doing some work here. And I'm in a beautiful little seaside town. And this is the place where we used to come for school holidays, stay with my grandma and granddad, my grandparents. And we often used to come here just to visit, have a seaside holiday. And I was thinking, what sort of podcast could I do today with this wonderful sound? It's not a sound effect, but it is an effective sound, let's say. It's real life sound effect in the background. So what could I talk about? Maybe thinking about childhood memories with used to plus infinitive. So we used to come here on holiday, at Christmas time, in the summer, maybe an Easter holiday. Not every holiday, but quite often. Used to, plus infinitive, for actions that were repeated in the past, and we don't do them now. So we don't do them now. We don't come as a family like we used to. I couldn't come here today. I'm here today. I'm sort of going, thinking nostalgically, what did we used to do here in this town? We used to go to the amusement arcades, and we used to put 2p coins into the slot machines, and they were coin, how can we describe them, sort of moving platforms with coins on, and you put 2p's in and it sort of moved coins down, and the point was to get loads of 2p's to fall out, and sometimes they did. Coin cascade, is that coin fountain? I don't know if it's a fountain exactly. We used to do that. We used to walk on the promenade. It's where I'm walking now. We used to go and buy an ice cream. We used to play miniature golf, or putting, as we called it. Putting. No, it's putting, not putting. And that was on the cliff side. We used to play that with my granddad. He was a very good golfer, and he always won. He used to get the shot in, hole in one or two shots. Me and my sister weren't quite as good. We used to get maybe 4 or 5 shots. I wasn't very good. I wasn't good at sport. Not like now, not like the athlete I am now today. We used to go swimming, used to play on the beach, play games, football, throwing balls, making sandcastles, making moats. Sandcastle with a moat close to the water's edge where the tide was coming up and the water would go down. The water used to go down. We used to go shopping, buy souvenirs, maybe something like plastic, anything plastic. Plastic toys, cars, bugs, sticky goo, crazy putty. put it or put it. I think problem with the word put and put today, because putty, it's putty, yes, it's putty. Putting and putty. How many more words can you think of with the sound put? That's an extra question in this podcast. I'm thinking about used to. Question from did you used to go down onto the beach? Yes, we did. Used to, use without d, but it sounds exactly the same. We used to, did you used to? We can't pronounce d next to t. You may know that fact. We can't say used to, used to, used to. Used to. We've got the schwa sound in the preposition of to. We don't say to, but to. Schwa sound. I'm looking at this very famous building on the seafront. It used to be a public conveniences. That means a public toilet. And when I was a child, it was somewhere we used to go for that very purpose, but somebody bought it and they've transformed it into a sort of highly desirable little house overlooking the sea, just right on the promenade. And it's really bizarre because it used to be really quite unpleasant, but now it looks remarkably different. Now that might give away my location. You can find out where I am at the moment. Used to. So, used to plus infinitive. Question from did with did. Did you? It's connected to past simple. It's past time. Past tense. Use. Infinitive. Not use. Not use. Like use something, like use a brush, use a spoon, but use, used to. It's rather an odd construction in English. Wow, the sea is getting angry. It doesn't like this sort of grammar lesson, I think. It's crashing onto the rocks. I mean, the loads of big stones here on the sea, on the beach, and they were shipped over from, I think, from Norway, from Scandinavia somewhere. They didn't used to be here, so negative form, they didn't used to. Again, use, use, then to, but we pronounce with a schwa sound, used to. They didn't used to be here. There used to be just the waves crashing up onto the promenade. But because of fears of erosion of the coastline of this area, there are now loads of huge stones from Scandinavia. And it didn't used to be here. And the same, this beautiful Desres. Desirable residence didn't used to be here either. What else is new? What can we say? What else is new on the promenade? I don't think there used to be so many people here. I don't remember so many people here in April, so many tourists. Maybe the weather's changed a little bit, got warmer. There didn't used to be this bin. It's quite a new modern litter bin, very stout blue bin, very, you know, fit for purpose. It's seen all weathers. That didn't used to be here, you can say. Did it used to be here? No, it didn't. What else is new? As I'm walking down, I can see some lights which are solar powered and wind powered, and you can see in the picture, I'll try and put a picture up, the lights are powered by solar and wind power. That they didn't used to be here, that didn't used to be the case. So that's really green, isn't it? Really forward thinking of the council. Wind powered lights. There are a lot of metal barriers attached to the railings, because some of the railings have come off. They didn't used to be here either. And I can see one of the beach houses is painted a lurid pink colour. That didn't used to be pink, I don't think. It used to be a more agreeable colour, more pleasant colour. Most of them are blue, grey, navy blue and so on. So I think that's all we can say. And try to use this construction to talk about things that you used to do, that things that you did in the past repeatedly, and that you don't do anymore. Used to plus infinitive, didn't used to is didn't plus infinitive. This goes like past simple. And question, did you used to? Again, like past simple questions, did you used to? So practice with a friend or partner, and try to use this in your writing about the past life, things that you used to do and don't do anymore. And that's all for this podcast. Number 19 from Burland on ELT. If you want to find out more about this podcast, go to the website burlandtraining.com, and you can also listen to the other 18 podcasts which are available all for free. If you want to contact me, you can contact me by email at info@perlandtraining.com or at Twitter. I'm on Twitter at perlandtraining. So thanks for listening today. I hope you've enjoyed this little stroll by the seaside with me. And it's been a nice time, hopefully a little bit educational, using used to. And I certainly didn't used to walk along here recording podcasts. So that's something that's new for me. Anyway, thanks for listening, and see you in the next podcast.